You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, good morning, Kansas City. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan on a Thursday. You're home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Thursday morning. The heat wave is upon us. Had to shut the windows. It was a sad, sad moment.
I turned the AC on last night.
Yeah, as soon as I did, Evergy goes, seems that your air has kicked on. Thank you, Evergy. I'm aware. I appreciate that.
Oh, do you have an app or something that tells you all that kind of stuff?
No, I'm just being petty. Okay. They just always seem
Richard
to remind
Richard or Tom?
Yeah, well, I didn't really watch a lot of Richard, but I enjoyed a lot of Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. I still think one of the greatest Tom Petty lines of all time is he's at a live concert and he talks about breaking his arm. And he goes to his doctor, and there's like live footage of this on YouTube, and he's talking to his doctor, and he's like, well, he's like, my doctor told me that I broke my arm and that I could never play the guitar again. So I said, F that, and wrote this song, and he goes right into the waiting.
Oh, nice. Right, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. I watched a video yesterday from Super 70 Sports. Do you guys follow that account? If you don't, you should. And you probably saw it yesterday because we got the same algorithm. And it was Elton John performing Tiny Dancer for the first time in front of Bernie Taupin. And it was like old video from the 70s, obviously, or maybe it was the 60s when he wrote that song. And it was the first time he ever played that song, Tiny Dancer.
Wow. You
know, hold me close now, Tony Danza.
That's what I thought. The song was called Tony Danza.
Yeah. So it was really cool to watch that kind of song come together. And you get the image, I guess you could say, the viewing of how talented Elton John is and how talented some of these artists are, man, because that guy just sat down and he just started to kind of go and blended the whole song together. I'm like, this is 3 minutes of wow, man. I just sat there in awe watching Elton John put this song together, and they showed like somebody else that was in the room with the face of amazement on, like, and this That's was like cool. Before Elton John was Elton John, you know, like right at the beginning of his career. And I'm like, damn, that is some awesome stuff just to watch that, man. Watching these musicians bring things together, it's awesome.
Yeah, when he sang Candle in the Wind at Diana's funeral.
Oh, my God, yes.
You talk about, like, a time to, like, watch somebody perform and, like, because that was, like, they were, like, best friends, from what I believe. And then he performed that at a few, because he's played it, it was originally for Marilyn Monroe.
Right, Marilyn Monroe.
And then he sang it for Princess Diana.
Yep.
So here we are, Thursday already, insane. Gosh, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Ben Maller, Nate Taylor, George Brett, Eric Hosmer.
And Alex Gold.
Yeah. I mean, that's loaded. That's a hell of a fivesome.
That's not bad.
In start bench cut. I'm kidding.
I'm going to start George, and then we'll figure it out because he's the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so today's show, Nate Taylor, Ben Maller, George Brett, Eric Hosmer, Alex Gold. So we'll get George's foundation he's doing. Same with Eric Hosmer. Talk to him about that, plus these Royals. Talk to Nate Taylor about the Chiefs as we ramp up for this game on Sunday at 3:25 against Philadelphia Eagles. And then you've got Alex Gold, who's going to try to get you some money Try to bet on the right thing. We got a doozy tonight, fellas. Got a hell of a game tonight.
It's going to be a fun one, yeah.
In Green Bay, the Commanders go to Lambeau.
Is it snowing yet there?
Not yet. But Green Bay is a favorite by 3 points. You got Mr. Daniels versus Mr. Love. Should be a good game. This could, as in, maybe this is a hot take, but as in Sunday Night Football, Bills-Ravens, which a lot of people could say could be a future AFC Championship game matchup. Mm-hmm. Could be. If the Chiefs have something to say about it, we'll see what happens. Likewise, this could be an NFC Championship matchup. We would think that in the East, it's going to be Philadelphia or Washington. And we would think in the AFC North, it's probably going to be what? At this point, Green Bay and Minnesota fighting it out. I mean, Chicago got some questions to answer. Detroit got some questions to answer. Mm-hmm. Green Bay looked pretty sound week one against Detroit. Mm-hmm. Right? Washington, not a huge test. This was the Giants. It was Russell Wilson looking at his feet the whole time.
Yeah.
And now these two teams play. This is number one seed game on the line.
It could be.
Week two.
But I'm not. I wasn't in love with what I saw out of Washington, and I probably watched that game more than most people because, you know, some are sicker than others. So I stayed around for a lot of that game.
Well, so
on
you could
Sunday.
Be critical.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I could sit there watching my dad.
And an underdog bet on it.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I sat around and watched it.
Welcome
but
to football,
you know,
Bob.
Yeah, yeah, but if they were playing the Giants, I wouldn't have been around for the Washington Redskins. It's
for
just
sure.
Not a team that interests me at all. And I will say, I just wasn't impressed with Jaden Daniels in his first game. I mean, the Giants do have a pretty good defense. You know, they have a really good defensive line. And I thought they did a really good job of pressuring him. They forced him out a lot. He had to run a lot in that game. He didn't really throw a whole heck of a lot. Didn't really have to throw a whole heck of a lot because you're playing against the Giants. And, you know, they had 7 plays inside the 3-yard line and couldn't get points. So that tells you where they are at that point. But I just wasn't overwhelmed by Daniels and the way that he performed. I really was. I don't want to say overwhelmed by the Packers. I was whelmed by the Packers. I thought they had one of the more impressive performances.
Yeah, me too.
You know, based on opponent and whatnot, because going into the season, I still think a lot of people thought the Lions were going to be, you know, a pretty good team, and they went out there and they just dismantled the Lions, and they did it without Micah Parsons really even playing.
Yeah,
right? 11
exactly.
plays, and they kind of dismantled the Lions. And so if I'm going into this game tonight thinking what I think could potentially happen, I think Green Bay is going to take care of business. I don't know how much of a game, based on what we saw in week one. Again, week one, we don't know what we saw for anybody, but based on what we did see in week one, Green Bay sure seems like the more superior team right now. They're at home on a short week. That does factor in, I think, in a big way to the outcome of the game, but I think it's an opportunity now for Jaden Daniels to really step it up, and maybe a look-ahead game, too, against the Giants. Just like maybe the Chargers was a look-ahead game for the Chiefs to get to Philadelphia, maybe there was a little bit of a look ahead by Washington, knowing we don't really have to play our best. We could find a way to win, and then we got that Thursday night showdown for what could be an early number one seed battle, you know, in the NFC. And that does happen. That's human nature, man. We see it all the time in sports.
Only on Prime.
Yeah, the Packers went 1-5 in their division last year.
That
was their Achilles heel. So that's a huge win. I like the Detroit week one to not only beat them, but dismantle them, like you said. That's huge.
Yeah, momentum. It is. I didn't realize they were 1-5 in their division last year.
Tied with the Bears.
So, I mean, if you go 1-5 in that division this year, you're clearly not winning that division, and you're probably not making it in, you know, to the postseason. Because I just, you know, the more I think about the Bears and the more, you know, we talk about the Bears and what Caleb Williams did the other night, boy, he was not impressive at all. I mean, they've got a lot of warts on that team. And one of the biggest ones may have to be that quarterback. And so if you go 1-5, that means you lost to the Bears, and that's probably not a good thing, because I don't know that the Bears are necessarily ready to win at the quarterback position right now.
Yeah, you've got Kurt Warner defending the hell out of Caleb Williams, and you got other people saying that he was terrible. It's really hard to analyze these guys.
Yeah, and you also wonder, too, what the personal relationships are when people are making their statements or what their preconceived notions were. Like, I didn't have a good feeling about Caleb Williams coming into the NFL, but I was damn impressed after that first drive. And then the script stopped, and then all of a sudden Caleb Williams looked like, well, just a normal NFL quarterback. And so I don't know, man, like there's a lot of work to do in Chicago, I think, right now. I think there's a lot more work to do at the quarterback position than people wanted to realize.
Yeah, I'm excited because next week Washington will be at home against the Raiders, and Green Bay will be at Cleveland. So
I think they'll probably both win those.
Yeah,
right. So you got to think, okay, one of these teams gonna be 3-0, the other team's gonna be 2-1, and one of these teams gonna lose to the other. It's just crazy how
And tonight's game is a tie.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way. I would hate that. That
means stay up all night for a tie.
That would be the. That'd be how you would like. We drag you back in, and then you immediately jump ship because Bob has already learned twice the hard way that he has to stay up and watch football. It is what it is. And then he's like, okay, I'll do it. Next time there's a game at 7 o'clock, I'll stay and watch it because the Bills game ended in dramatic fashion. The what was the other one? The Cowboys Philadelphia game, but that we didn't miss anything.
I'm not staying up through an hour and a half rain delay. You know?
Yeah, so like, I mean, I think everybody was in the same boat when it was like, hey, there's a lightning delay. They're going to continue play at 10:30.
Yeah, then it was the Minnesota time. Game. It was the Minnesota-Chicago game.
Minnesota-Chicago.
It's crazy how teams turn it on, though, in the fourth quarter, isn't it, guys?
Well, that's why the witching hour is so insane.
Yeah.
Like on red zone. That's why, like, you know, some people out there in the NBA would say all you got to do is watch highlights, whereas a lot of people say, a lot of people would say in the NFL, really, you don't have to watch red zone until about 2:30. Once 2:30 hits, like, perfect day for you, right? Let's say you're a family of four. Sunday, you want to do some stuff with the family. You can go out and do all of that. Say you go to church at 9 o'clock. Then after that, you go get lunch. Then you go have, like, a day at the park. By the time 2:30 hits and it's nap time, then you turn on red zone. And then right after that's over and you're like, oh, man. Then you go right into 3:25 and the Chiefs start. By the time that game's over and everybody's watched it, 7:30, Sunday night. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think it's so – Sundays are just – I don't know. They're awesome. I can't get enough of them. And I don't even have kids, and I'm planning my life around, like, kids and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like that's what, like, red zone is. Like, you don't have to watch the first three quarters. You just need to watch the last half of a quarter.
I know, and I hate saying that out loud because the games really are good. I mean, I enjoy watching football games. I enjoy watching a game from kickoff to final buzzer. Maybe I'm a boomer. Call me that, fine. But I enjoy watching the games, and I enjoy having the Red Zone channel on as well. I think both can be true and both can be good. But, you know, imagine if Roger Goodell came out and just said what Jay Binkley said, what Dusty Likens said. I don't know why I thought Jay Binkley's looking at me on the computer screen here. But imagine if Roger Goodell came out and said what Jay did.
I swear to God, Bob.
I mean,
he's all over the place.
Imagine if Roger Goodell came out and said exactly what Dusty did. Oh, you don't need to watch Red Zone until about 2:30 or get the highlights.
Highlight league.
Just like Adam Silver did yesterday. The commissioner of the NBA saying you don't need to subscribe to NBA games. It's a highlight sport. You just need to watch the highlights. Yeah. Don't worry about the Adam Silver should be fired today based on those comments. I'm not kidding. You're telling your TV partners that pay you $1 billion a piece per year that their product is not valuable. That's your money. You should get fired for that. And if I'm the TV partners, I am pissed about that today, that the commissioner of the league is saying the $1 billion that we're spending to televise.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These games, you don't really need to spend money to stream them and watch all this stuff. We're a highlight league anyway. Oh, yeah, I'm NBC. You know what I am? Not paying you $1 billion a year anymore. How's that feel, highlight league? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So
some of Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. So imagine the commissioner of the NFL saying that, right? We'd be talking about that for 4 hours.
Be the lead.
Yeah, it's one of the most detrimental comments I've heard a commissioner of sports make, you know, since Rob Manfred talked about the piece of metal that was the World Series trophy.
Mm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.